We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Kroski. Good morning, Coach Kroski.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. A bye week for you guys on Saturday. Chance for a little bit of time off. How did you guys use the week?
Probably like everybody else. I think, you know, if you have your druthers, I think we've gotten two really good years in a row of the bye week. I think in an 11-game season, getting the bye around week six, week seven, is probably ideal. I think you've gotten enough play where, you know, your young guys are no longer young. You know, obviously it's more than halfway through the season, so you're able to rest up a little bit. We did some recruiting, you know, and then, you know, obviously we got a little bit of a jump on Richmond. So I think it was very productive. You know, we're talked about a lot. Re-energize and refocus are kind of the terms that we're using with the guys, and, you know, now we're into our normal work week.
We've talked quite a bit about the number of injuries you guys have had, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Were you able to get any guys back over the bye week?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a linebacker standpoint, you know, Messer, you know, was off to a good start and played a lot against UNH. You know, he's obviously gotten healthy, and, you know, Matt Baker, who was down, he'll get back, and then Trevor Darby. So it lets us get back into you know, a rotation a little bit, you know, so you're not relying on, you know, one or two guys playing 70-plus plays. And then, as you know, those linebacker positions play very crucial parts in your special teams game. So it's, you know, giving us some more depth at special teams. So we're probably, you know, I wouldn't say we're healthy, but I think where we're at this time of year, we're doing okay.
And you talked about the kind of the theme about being refreshed and that type of thing. Is the
right.
Mental break at this point of the season almost as good as the physical break?
I think it is. I think that re-energized, you know, when you go through it, I know in my first year in 2014, you know, just the way the schedule worked out, we had the bye in week two, and that was a 12-game year. So basically you're going, you know, 11 straight weeks. And it's a drain physically, as you know, is obvious. But, yeah, like you said, I think the mental part too. I think, you know, the kids getting away from it a little bit. You know, we had them early in the week, and then we practiced a few times and then got them back here yesterday on Sunday. Plus, we're in our fall break here at Elon, which is, you know, not every school has. So they're out from class today and tomorrow. So, like I said, it timed up real well. I do think, you know, we went out yesterday and did a little bit more than we do on a normal Sunday. And there seemed to be a better energy to yesterday's practice than maybe, you know, previously. So, yeah, I think all around it's a good time to have the bye.
We're here with Elon head coach Rich Kroski. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Kroski, you've had a young team here for 2 years. When you flip on the film of Richmond and you see an old team, does it look like an old team? Is that something you're working toward?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the upper-tier teams in our conference, you know, we played Villanova a few weeks back, and you look at the number of fifth-year seniors. I think Andy, I want to say, had 15, if I'm not mistaken. I think – you know, what Danny has done at Richmond, you go through the roster, you know, a couple fifth-year seniors in the offensive line. There's no question that, you know, that's going to pay dividends. And right now, you know, we know where we're at. From the time I took the job, we knew the first class was going to be a very small class. And those guys have been okay, you know, this third class. But it's really, you know, the number that has been out there. You know, about three-quarters of our team have, you know, 3 or 4 years of eligibility remaining. And so we know that we're eventually, you know, our attrition has been minimal in those classes. And we know that as a program, we're building toward that Richmond has and Villanova has and JMU. I haven't looked at their roster hard, but I'm sure it's like any other upper tier team in the CAA. It's going to be dominated by juniors and seniors.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Rich, as we've hit the midpoint, what has pleased you most about what you've seen from your team to this point?
Well, I think a lot, you know, what John just said, I think a lot of the development of the younger guys, I think our offensive line, you know, continues to improve. And that's a group that played at a very young stage in 2015. And it's a lot of the same guys. We've, had some injuries with the Higgins kid a little bit. I think the offensive line improvement, and then overall, I think our young players are getting better and better in every phase of the game. Not just on Saturdays. But the way they're practicing and the way they're preparing, I think they're figuring out at a relatively young age that, there's a certain way to prepare for a Saturday. And again, similar to what I just said, I know it's going to pay dividends as, we continue to build the program.
Sort of on the flip side of that, over the last stretch of the season, what are some areas that you'd like to see your guys perform a little better in?
Well, there's no question. And from an offensive standpoint, overall, our consistency needs to improve. And I think as a coaching staff, as well as the players, I think we've one of the things we spent in the bye week, I'm kind of a stats geek a little bit. So we studied a lot of numbers and, hopefully we've honed in on maybe some things that, we're doing well, and maybe looking at some things and said, this is something we've done in the past, but it doesn't quite fit where we're at right now personnel-wise. So hopefully with those adjustments, they're going to pay off here in the back half of the season. So continue to run the ball and find ways to run the ball. You look at the top rushing offenses in the league, and, a lot of those guys are at the front four of our conference in terms of record. So, and then on defense, I think we have shown that when we go out and play with good energy and create turnovers, not a big secret, but when we do that and we play with good effort and we run to the football, we're certainly capable of playing pretty good defense. So I think all around the biggest word is consistency.
You've touched on how young your group is. With the number of young guys who have seen action, are there any guys that have really stepped up and surprised you with their play?
Well, I think you're always, when you're playing as many freshmen, there's always going to be some. I think the couple wideouts on the offensive side, Jeremiah Bridges and Cole Taylor, are both, they're playing good football, and I'm really excited about the future. When you put, the wideout position, we really haven't had our full complement of wideouts. Tariq McRae came on good last year, and Corey Joyner, they've all missed time. So we really, when you put the freshman and sophomore group of wideouts on the field, I think it's a pretty formidable group and will only get better. And then the kid on defense that, week in and week out, really had some big, big plays at New Hampshire, 2 weeks ago Friday, is Khalil Moore. I think, he's got a competitive maturity about him that, the game's not too big, and when it's on the line, he had back-to-back. He had a third-down stop against UNH, and then on a fake field goal, which sometimes as a freshman, those aren't easy plays to react to. He comes up with a stop there. So Khalil Moore, has really done some good things for us on the defensive side.
I would say a big challenge this week is a top-10 team in Richmond comes to your place. As you take a look at the Spiders, what are the challenges that they present both on offense and defense?
Well, I think it's the completeness of the team. I'm sure Danny's going to talk about it. They certainly have had their share of injuries, on both sides of the ball, missing, arguably one of the better defensive players, certainly one of the better defensive, if not the best defensive player in our conference in the safety, and lost an outside linebacker and, a cornerback. So, guys, but a credit to Danny and his staff and what they've done recruiting-wise, they kind of just keep going. And to shut out a team like Villanova is certainly a, credit to him and his staff. And then offensively, I think, we're going to try to do, I think, what everybody else has done. And, you try to keep Brown in front of you, but, they do a great job of finding formations and creative ways to get him deep. And every game he seems to come away, he has the 55-yard touchdown early on against Villanova. So, keeping Brown underneath and let him get his catches, but don't let him get the deep ones. And then the quarterback is a seasoned guy. He's leading our conference in passing. And then, I think up front, they're, the two fifth-year guys are certainly – they're probably the more – from an athletic standpoint, I really like how athletic they are up front. So they're a complete group. Danny has done a great job with their program, and, I have nothing but respect. But it's a great challenge for us, and we're looking forward to homecoming here and, Richmond coming into Rhodes Stadium. It should be a good atmosphere.
All right, Rich, thanks as always for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.